Good. Now, take a nice deep breath. And as you gently close your eyes, think about your personal successes. You know, three or so of your successes. How old were you? And as you're thinking of those, we're not going to go to them yet. Just kind of place them in your mind. Remind yourself of what they were. Great. And then think about those learning experiences you had. I don't like failures. I like learning experience. What did you and what you learned from it? Right? So we've had things in our past that were great successes. We've had things which were extremely valuable as learning tools. So what I want you to do is just think of those. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With each number I count, you're going to open and close your eyes. You're going to open and close your eyes. Open and close your eyes. That's right. So 1, open and close your eyes. Just relax, let go. Deeper and deeper, deeper asleep. Your eyes are so relaxed, they barely want to open, but that's okay. With each number I count, and each time you open and close your eyes, you become more relaxed and more at ease. 2, open your eyes and relax, let go. Close your eyes and go deeper and deeper. That's right. Good. You're doing absolutely wonderful. You're doing great. Good. Good. That's right. Just relax. Just relax. And the dogs barking in the background make me grateful. As 3, you open and close your eyes again, going deeper and deeper asleep. That's right. Good. 4 is for you to forget. Forget to open your eyes. Forget everything. Just relax and go deeper and deeper. All other sounds will just help you to relax. If the dogs bark, if there's a sound, it'll just help you go deeper and deeper still. And 5, just let go. And now what I'd like you to do, imagine drifting up out of yourself, drifting up your consciousness. You see yourself sitting there in the chair in front of the computer. Today, everything's fine. You're just sitting there safe and secure. And now you see your past going off one direction, probably the left a little bit. And you see your future the other way. And you realize you're just on a point in time. There's a, goes off one direction, goes off another. That's right. And now you gently and easily drift higher and you see yourself today. Everything's fine, connected with people, different parts of the country. Later it'll be connected with different parts of the world. People that support you, that want you to succeed. That's right. Now drift back to that experience where you had that first great success and settle into it. See what you see, hear what you hear, heard, felt, feel what you felt. Yes, it's wonderful. It's absolutely glorious. You feel great. See it, hear it, feel it. Now notice what need it fulfilled. Whatever it was, significance or connection or variety or comfort, whatever it was, growth. Yes, maybe a few of those. That's right. Now hanging on to this feeling, feeling connected to these feelings, like a bungee cord, a big rubber band, you drift up, still connected with this energetic cord so you can always draw on these feelings of success. That's right. You drift to the next big success that you had, the next big success. That's right. And you settle down into that and you see it, hear it, feel it. And again, it's bright, it's colorful. And how good it made you feel. And now that you're here, now that you think differently, see what needs it fulfilled in you, significance, or connection, variety, or security, growth, whatever it was, connect to it, feel that feeling. And know what choices you made to get there, just like the other one. And how you committed to get this. And now drifting up out of it, connected again to those feelings. So you have a connection of feelings. and memories to the other success. Now go to that other success you thought of and settle into it. And again, see it, hear it, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. That's right. And again, notice what need it fulfilled, significance or connection, achievement, security or variety, growth or contribution, all of those things. That's right. Now, let your mind bounce really quickly to a couple of other ones you hadn't thought of in a long time and feel those connections and connect this bungee cord of energy of success. Now drift up with them and come back to today. Now you, when you look back to the past, you're still connected to those past feelings of joy and happiness, huge successes. See it, hear it, feel it. And when you look back in your mind's eye, these successes are bright and colorful. They look like a runway at night at an airport. You can see it from miles away, and it's connecting and it's pushing you into the future. That's right. And you know what needs it fulfilled. That's right. So when you look to the future, you know if you want to do something, you just have to make them fit those needs and give yourself the strong enough why. That's right. Now, drift back to one of the learning experiences you had where things didn't turn out the way you want. But don't connect with it. Kind of turn it into a black and white movie in your mind. And cut any connection to the feelings of unworthiness or failure. And just remember the learning. That didn't turn out the way I wanted, but I learned this. And just drain away all the feelings. Cut those cords. Then drift back to one of the other ones. And again, just see it like a black and white movie, low sound. You just remember the learning that you learned and you connect to that. And you go maybe to another learning experience and automatically it turns into a black and white period of your life with no feeling. You only feel what the learnings were. That's right. That's right. Good. Now, thinking about all of these things, drift back to today, connected to the feelings of success from your past. So you're automatically think of success. So when you come back to today and you look to the future, you know you're going to have glorious successes in the future. When you fulfill the needs and develop the right whys and take the action necessary. That's right. And yeah, you look back to your past. You've had learning experiences. That's okay. You learn from them and move on. And now when you look to the future, if there's a learning experience, things don't turn out quite the way you want. You just learn from it, move forward. You fail fast. You take the info from it and go, thank you, next, and move on. You don't keep digging the hole. You move on. That's right. So when you do this, it's like you just draw on the successes of the past. You draw on the successes of the past and push yourself forward into the happiness of the future. Good. Good. That's right. That's right. Good. Now settle into it and feel it ripple through you. Now when you think, notice your whole past reorganizing. So you automatically connect with successes. And you automatically let go of the feelings of failure and unworthiness, rejection and setback. You learn from it. Won't do that next time. Is the greatest learning experience. That's right. So when you look to the future as this past timeline ripples through you, you feel better than you felt in years. Good. Good. That's right. Good. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and bring you back. But you come back feeling better than before. Better than before. Great. Great. 1, coming on up. 2, drifting to the surface. 3, wide awake, clear-headed, and refreshed. 4, opening your eyes. And 5, open your eyes. Come on back.